You know something bad happened at school, right? You understand that? Becky nodded. Well, that bad thing has made everyone sad. You're sad, aren't you? Becky nodded again. I'm sad, Sandy said softly. Daddy's sad. And the other kids? They're sad too. So, for a little bit, because everyone is so sad, there's no school. But someday? Someday, Becky, yes, there will be school. But it's okay, honey. It won't be until you're ready. And we'll make sure the school is very safe. So the bad thing, the monster. Sandy hesitated. Yes, so the monster can't happen anymore. Becky stared at her. Her eyes were big and serious. Sandy hadn't realized until now just how old her little girl had become. Then Becky returned her attention to her bowl of whipped cream and jello. Sandy understood. Becky didn't believe her. She already assumed her world wouldn't be safe again. Not in a time when monsters could go to school. Sandy returned to the kitchen sink, downing the last of her orange juice and then carefully, methodically, washing the glass. The light on the answering machine blinked madly at her, but she'd already heard the message yesterday. Mitchell trying to find her before Shep had changed their phone number to end the relentless calls. Mitchell, so sorry to disturb her at a time like this, but he was desperately trying to get his hands on the Walmart reports. Could she please give him a quick buzz and tell him where he might find the files? Sandy knew what he was looking for. She could picture the files perfectly in her mind, but she hadn't picked up the phone and called him back. Maybe Shep was right. Maybe she'd been working too much, putting her own needs in front of the children's. If she'd been home more, paying more attention, if Danny had felt safer, more important, more loved. If. Sandy shut off the water. Her hands were shaking on the faucet. She had tears in her eyes. Mommy, what happened to school? I want to make the world safe. Oh, God, honey, I wish I could make the world safe for you.